All been very positive, I suppose, in Finn Park. They had a long break there, 3 weeks, so they'll be glad, obviously, to get back at home and playing at home in front of a big crowd. An important match against Galway United, and if they can pull 3 points tonight out of that game, they can go level with Galway, which will be a good result, obviously, and get them well up the table and further away from the dreaded relegation zone.
What about the injury problems for Ollie Horgan? There's quite a few. Harps have been solid in defence this season in the Premier Division. That's been one of the keys to where they're sitting at the moment. When you're missing the likes of Paddy Mealy and Kieran Call, obviously there's going to be a dent in the defence there. But Gareth Harkin's missing, Ethan Boyle out with suspension. There's a couple of other guys as well. So you could say it is not ideal this weekend for Ollie Horgan.
No, it's testing for the players, and obviously testing time for Ollie with so many players out injured. The squad would be reasonably big in regards to the number of players and the quality they have, but it's probably more injuries than they can deal with in regards to the match tonight. Key locations, as you said, obviously the centre-half positions, and they have been very, very tight. Kieran Collin obviously left full as well on the left side of that, and obviously Harkin, who plays in the middle of the park, has been very, very good on the holding role, the 6 or the 8. So I suppose the two of them are two left-sided players, so that can throw the balance of the team off a wee bit. So, and probably they don't have too many other left-sided players to come in and fill those roles, so the balance of the team will probably be a wee bit off tonight in regards defensively and going forward. But listen, it's an important match. There's been testing times so far throughout the season. Every time they've been in this situation where it's been difficult, they've come out on the other side of a positive result. So confidence is good among the players. The good atmosphere in the camp, and you're hopeful that they might fit to pull 3 points out of the bag. Next couple of weeks are very, very important. Obviously, they have Wexford at home as well, and away to Bray. So three teams around them that they're capable of getting 3 points off. And I look at it when we're sitting around the 20-point. Mark, if we can get another 3-1s around the 30, you wouldn't be too far away from being happy enough regards staying up, you know.
Harps can move under the top half. They could find themselves joint fifth in the table after tonight. Is that an incentive that would be thrown out at the players?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's a good sign of how far we've come this season, that we have the quality of players there that are well justified and deservingly should be up in the top half of the table. Like, and that comes from obviously winning games and getting results and the confidence among the players. So that's all very, very positive. Ollie, as we all know, will take one game at a time, and we're looking to get 3 points tonight and then to build from that again. But I mean, if you're looking, hopefully we might be fit, if results go away, we could go into fourth or fifth position. So, and that's a great achievement so early, you know, halfway through the season. So if we can get 3 points tonight, and we'll be sitting in a very, very good location on the table. So, and again, you're not that far away from pushing a little bit further up. So it's a good situation to be in for Ollie. And obviously, it's as I say, it's testing with so many players that are injured. And ideally, we'd like to have everybody fit and available, and that would have given them maybe a better opportunity. But still, saying that, the players coming in, they'll be biting at the bit. They've waited a long time to come in, and this is an opportunity for other players to step up and perform at that level.
9 points in the next three games, is that too tall an order, do you think, for Harps? If you look at the league so far, they've got 5 wins from 17 matches, and 9 points would go a huge way to them staying up in the Premier Division this season. Is it too much to ask over the next number of weeks to get three victories on the bounce?
Yeah, well, three victories on the bounce is very, very difficult in the Premier League. You know, I would presume if we can get maybe win your home games and maybe get a draw away from home, we'd be very, very happy. Bray have added a few players as well to their squad, so they're going to be a wee bit stronger going forward. And you know, you're hopeful that if we can win our home games and our home form is probably being the catalyst that we've really built from. We've got a lot of results and a lot of results at home, so we haven't won that many games away from home. So, but defensively, we're very, very good. I think the team is in good shape going forward, and obviously ideally I think Ollie would like to have the full squad of players available to pick from, and if he did, 9 points could be possible. I think it might be a big ask now with so many players out injured to get the 9 points in the next three matches, but in saying that, if even one or two home games, we'll be all delighted with that.
Just two additions to the panel in recent weeks. One of those is the striker, Rory Keaton, who signed up on Wednesday. Ollie, of course, looking to try and score more goals up front. And the other addition is in the backroom team, Paul Higgerty. Two very welcome additions to the panel, Declan.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose taking Rory first. And Rory's was down, obviously, he was with Harps previously, and he worked along with a lot of the players and with the coaching staff that's there. And it's for him, the transition to step into there, the players should be no problem, should be no teething problems. What he brings a wee bit of pace and a bit of power. Obviously, he looked to stretch teams in behind, which is a good addition with the rest of the players. And probably a wee bit of, looking at the last while, we probably just need that wee bit of directness in behind. Where everybody else done very, very good, we just don't have that accelerating pace to hurt teams in behind. And I think he'll bring that, which is great. Regarding Paul Higgerty coming back to St Park, which I think is a great addition for Ollie and the staff. Great experience, great knowledge of the game, and obviously has that will and desire to be successful and to win games. So if he can obviously rub off on the players, which I've no doubt he will, the lads will be well motivated tonight and going forward for the rest of the season. So he's obviously a welcome addition.